Okay, let's get into Moed Katan Yerushalmi Daf Beis. We get into the second daf here in Meseches Moed Katan, the last Mesechta here in Seder Moed. This Mesechta has 23 daf here in the Yerushalmi. Again, every daf is its own world. Every line is its own world as we get into Aleph Amid Beis. So we are discussing the issues of Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, as we saw that there is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's the Araisa and there are Heterim based on Masra Kasov L'Chachamim, or whether the whole thing is an Issa Durabanan, that's what the Meiri felt, and others, and Tosfos and the Rush, that it's all Durabanan, because after all, how could there be such flexibility in terms of this is yes and this is no? Like, even just you get the impression, Tircha Yaseira, no, Tircha is allowed. So it sounds like a lot of Gemaras get the impression that it is an Isser. It is an Issa Durabanan. So the Gemara here discusses that, as we saw, the Mishnah and the Gemara discuss that the more Tircha one has to do, the more problematic it would be. And therefore, if there is a spring, you don't have to do so much, right? If there's a spring and I'm going to water my field with the spring and the water is going to come basically by itself, then that's fine. If I have to like go down, it's like a well and I have to schlep, get the pail and dig deep and go down and bring it up. So that would be more of a problem or stagnation, rain that is, in a pool, right? That the, Gemara said is, right? We have the Lashon of Mei Geshamim or Mei Kilon. The Mei Geshamim is stagnant rainwater. So it's kind of like a well, a Kilon. It's not flowing and therefore it would be, a problem. That's what the Gemara said yesterday. Mei Geshamim is, Usser, Atu Mishum Mei Kilon. Mei Kilon is the real Tircha Yaseira. If I'm able to do Mei Geshamim, right, rainwater in a puddle, then I might come to do the Mei Kilon also as it gets harder. So those were some of the rules we're going to relate to again in today's daf. So Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, a couple lines up from the bottom. Oh, you know, maybe just before we start, Rabbi Yirmiyah, it's going to come up again today, but just to, I mentioned that there is a discussion about the Isser Malacha of Shemitah, of Shvius, right? The Torah says, Vishafsa Haaretz, right? The Torah talks about, has an Asay and a Los Asay. And the question in the Achronim is, are they mirror images of each other, right? Are they mirror images? The Torah says, "V'shafsa ha'aretz Shabbos Lashem, Shabbos Shabboson yihyeh la'aretz." And it also says, "Sadcha losis ravacharmacha losismar." So there's an isurei daraisa, right? Those are the only isurei daraisa, maybe charisha too, but only the ones that are explicit in the Torah are daraisa by Shemitah. And then we have the mitzvah saseh. So are they parallel to each other, right? The lo saseh l'choris, for sure on the gavra, don't do this, don't seed, don't harvest in the normal way. But what about the mitzvah saseh? What about the mitzvah saseh? That is not clear. And it seems to be a machlokas achron in the Minchas Chinuch a couple of times. In Kuf Yud Beis and Shin Chavav, the Minchas Chinuch assumes that the mitzvah of Shvisas Haaretz and Shemitah is similar to the mitzvah of Shvisas Behemto on Shabbos. And he compares them. Meaning, and just like others, if the animal is working, I'm being mevatel, the mitzvah of shvisa. So too, if the land is worked, or even if I'm zorea or notea during erev shmita, right, where the zera is niklat in shvias, I'm also mevatel the mitzvah. The Chazon Ish in Hilchas Shvias assumes that no, there's no difference between the asay and the los asay. It's one din, and the asay is on the gavra as well. That's a Machlokes in the Achronim, and it's Lachara even in the earlier Achronim as well. The Rambam is unclear. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Zaseh Lishbos Bashana Shvias Me'avodas Ha'aretz. V'chal Ha'ose Melacha Me'avodas Ha'aretz. Bital Mitzvah Zaseh. V'avar Alos Zaseh. Right? So it sounds like if you do the Avoda, in the field. But if you look in the Prate Ha'alachas, if you look in the Koteret, Shetishbos Ha'aretz Mimalachta Bishvias. The focus is on the aretz, on the chefza, in the aseh, and in the los aseh, shalo ya'avod, avodas haaretz bishanazu. So it's mashma that he has a chilek, sounds like the Minchas Chinuch, that he has a chilek between the aseh and the los aseh, and there are others that, there's an important Tosfos Rid in Avodah Zorah Daf Tesvav, but this is a big discussion. Hopefully we'll get back to that at some other point. Okay, so let's get to where we're up to, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy. Up Aleph and Beis, towards the bottom. Mei Tamsios Shelo Pasku Mahin. Mei Tamsios, according to the Karban Eida, you have a mountain and the rainwater is flowing down the mountain and it pools towards the bottom. So it's rainwater, but it's flowing in from the rain. So what is the halacha there? What is the halacha regarding the rainwater in terms of that? Am I allowed to use that source? It's a spring. You're allowed to use, we said, on Chol HaMoed. If it's stam rainwater, then I'm not allowed to use it, right? The Gemara, the Mishnah said, right? Mei Geshamim. Mei Geshamim is not allowed to be used. But what about this? This is rainwater, but it's flowing from the mountain, so it's moving. So what do you say from there? Right, so that's the question. See the carbon aida. Vadain heim avatz betzin mi megeshamim sheyardu aleihem. Right, ma'u sheyu kemegeshamim o kemayan. Is that considered like rain, and therefore it's asur on to water from there on Chol HaMoed, or it's like a mayan, and it is a mutter. So neshminim and adah. Let's try to learn from the following. The following is a Tosefta from Mikvaos. It's related to the Mishnayos of Mikvaos. Mikvaos, beginning of Mikvaos, the first parak talks about different types of water sources and the what each one is allowed to do. So if you have a mayan, you have a spring, so you could tovel in there. The ultimate mikvah is you could be tovel in there, make something tahar. And also you could, of course, do something less than that, and that is something called hashaka. We know if a food or a drink becomes tamei, so then you can't make it tahar. Right, if I have an apple that became tamei, I can't make it tahar. There's only one item that I can make tahar, and that's water. How can I make water tamei water tahar? If I touch the tamei water to mikvah water, to tahar water, so then through hashaka, through the waters kissing each other, so then it would be able to become tahar. So for that, you need a lower level, standard. So the highest level, and there are six levels that are listed there in the beginning of mikvos, right? Sheish milos. Sheish milos, the first parak of mikvos. Sheish milos ba mikvos, zulam ala mizu, zulam ala mizu. So you have the level that is the highest levels that are allowed to even be tovel in. You have the next level that you're allowed to do hashaka in, but you can't tovel in. And the lowest level might be a water, shu'uvin or whatever it might be that you can't do anything in. You can't even do hashaka in. So that's the context of this, so the Mishnah, and here this Tosefta. So Eluhain Mei Tamsios. So again, we're trying to bring a raya for Hilchas Chol HaMoed, for Mei Tamsios, right? These water sources at the bottom of the mountain that the rain is still coming in. So Nishminim and Adas, Eluhain. So Mei Tamsios, Kozman Shagashamim Yardim Baharim Botitzim. As long as the rain is flowing down and it's still coming in from the mountains, you have to add in a phrase here. Hare Hain Kemai Mei Ma'ayan. It's like a mayan, right? If you have these metamsios at the water, the rain is still coming in, you treat this like a mayan, meaning this source of water at the bottom, you can not only do hashaka to make water tar, but you can even be tovel. Pasku geshamim, but if it's not raining anymore, not only is it, right, there's raining and it's coming in, if the rain stopped, avo bisha aharim botesim, even though the water is still flowing down the mountains, sometimes you have rain, right, that the ice from the top of the mountains are going down months later. But let's say that the water is flowing into these sources, but the rain has stopped. So then it's the next level, meaning you can't be tovel in it, but you can do hashaka. Paskum, Leo's boats it's in, but once it's no longer, there's no water flowing in from the mountains, it's just the water at the bottom of the mountain, then harayin kemei gavayin. That's just like a water hole, and you can't do anything. That's not a source of tahara, right? You can't be tovel in it, and you can't do hashaka in it. So those are the three levels by mikvot. So what does this have to do with us? So explain Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So the same thing lechora when it comes to Chol HaMoed, right? If it's not automatically considered the like a ma'ayan, right? If the rain if it stopped raining, then even if the water is flowing down, then it would not be called a ma'ayan for tevila, and therefore lechora you wouldn't be able to use it water from it on Chol HaMoed. Good. Ad heichan. Says the Gemara, Ad Heichan. So when would we say that the, what's the cutoff from the Mei Tamsis to a Ma'ayan? I mean, when do we say if the water is flowing in, is there any, like, let's say, we said, if it's raining, if it's not raining, that's what the Tosefta said. But we're wondering now, the Gemara says, is there any time when the size of where the rain is going into makes a difference? Right? When is it called, right, at the carbon eda, ad heichan mikri mei geshamim velo mei ma'ayan. So chia barbun, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ad kedesha tifrach chavris. What does that mean? It means when it spreads, when it's, the chafira, the ditch is spread out, and it pushes out the sides of the, of the ditch. Right, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shamayim Shebachafira Mispashtin Machmas Hamayim Haboim. Right, because of the new water that comes in, so it spreads out to the sides. Reb Elazar, Reb Yossi, B'shem Reb Yitanchum Bar Chiya, a different measurement. Ad kedei sheyeasu karagli ha'avas, until they become like the legs of a goose. What does that mean? That when the water hits, the water that it's hitting on the bottom spreads out in a few directions, and it looks like the leg of a goose, the leg of a chicken. Right, it looks, that's the measurement. Okay, Rabbi Yirmiyah Boi, Parcha Chavres V'lo Pasku. So what happens if it's spread out? Eventually, the water that was going down into this ditch spread out. So now it has the status of a Mayan. Right, now it has a Mayan. The question is, ask the Gemara, L'mafreyo hu nase k'mayan, o mikano l'haba. Right, it started raining on Sunday, and then Tuesday it reaches this level of, oh, now it's considered a Mei Mayan. But do we say once now it is called Mei Mayan, so it was always called a Mei Mayan from Sunday? Or no, only from now. Right, only from now. So, right, a lot of things go L'mafreya in Halacha. What's the Nafgamino? Laida mila hitva b'machta misinoros, right? What if you tovel something in the interim? Right, Tvila only works in the Mei Mayan. Right, in the Mei Tamsiyo Shalapaska, we said maybe it would only be Hashaka would be allowed, but not toveling. So if you did toveling in the interim, in Tema L'mafreya Hunasa Mayan Tiero. If you say that it goes backwards L'mafreya, so then we say, okay, these needles and little Kalim are tar. In Tema Mikana Lahaba, Lo Tiero. But if you say only from now, Lo Tiero. Pashup Shad, it would just go Mikana Lahaba, right? This is not just a halachic. This is just a mitzius. Right now, it's not a Mayan. It's not enough just because it's good now. But again, the Gemara says maybe it's a halachic definition, and this is all on the derech. It's all in the process of becoming a Mayan, so therefore, maybe it will be called a Mayan. Okay. Reb Elazar, Reb Yossi, Sha'al, Elain, Agagrag, Taya, Mat, Avidlon. What is a Magrag, Taya? What happens if you have, again, different Shatim, the Pnei Moshe says, it's basically flowing rainwater. You have rainwater, what do we say in the Mishnah? You have rainwater is a problem, Megishamim. But if you have rainwater that's flowing, right? It's on a wall, right? The Pnei Moshe says, "Zumayim hanimshachim al pnei hamachitzos habinyan." It's spread. It's like drawn onto the walls. Ke'ein she'osin berechayim shomayim, like a water mill, like you're using the power of the water. So it's rainwater, but it's not stationary. So maybe because it's moving, so then it won't be as much of a tircha. And therefore, right, we're not talking about tefillah in the mikvah now. You don't have to worry about she'uvin or on the water. We're talking about tircha for chol hamoed. So maybe if it's moving, maybe you have less of a problem. Kimei kilon. Oh, ain't a kimei kilon. Is it like the mei kilon, like we said? We said, why is rainwater aser? We said on yesterday's daf, because it's like the water of a well. And you might have to reach down and become tircha. But here it's moving. Here it's heading towards you, so maybe it shouldn't be like a mei kilon. So kimei kilon, do we still say it's like a mei kilon because it's rainwater and it's included in the gzera? Oh, and a kimei kilon or not, right? Or the opposite question: berecha shenismales min ha'ma'ayan v'hifzik ha'ma'ayan mitocha. You have spring water, but now the spring dried up. So this water came from a spring, but now it's stationary, and now there's no source for it anymore. So the first question was, if you have moving rainwater. Here, if you have stationary spring water. Meaning, is it like a low plug? If it's spring water, it's spring water. If it's rainwater, or not. Ma'al hashkos mimena. Right? So the first question we didn't answer. Right? The moving rainwater. What about the stationary spring water here? Right? So ma'al hashkos mimena. So nishmina menada. So let's learn it from our Mishnah. What our Mishnah say? Aval ein mashkin lo mimea kshame lo mimea kilon. The Mishnah said you can't use rainwater and you can't use the well water, mei kilon. So ma'an and kaimen, what is the case of the Mishnah that says you can't use the rainwater? Or what's the case of the Mishnah? What are we talking about? In b'shashak shemim yardim, if it's when the rain it's raining. If when it's raining and it's raining into these sources, so then the Mishnah, the Gemara says, then it's obviously, that should be mutter. Right? It's moving. That's not similar to mei kilon. Right, this is coming. Follow kemushkin liyamagadolim. This is like if it's raining, it's like connected to the greatest source of water, the yamagadol. Carbon eida kiilu agashamim heimuchubarim liyamagadol. Right, so that can't be what the Mishnah asers. The Mishnah says you can't use rainwater. It can't be talking about when it's still raining and it's moving. Ela kianan kaimin b'shasha pasku gashamim. It must be talking about a case where the rain has stopped. So the Mishnah is talking about a case where the rain stopped. That's what's aser. So im bishah shapasku gashamim, but one second, if the rain totally stopped, so then for sure it should be a problem, right? It started off with a source that was made a kosher, basically. It was raining, and then it stopped, so now it becomes aser. So lo kibrecha shesbalis ben amayan vehifsek amayan mitocha. So it must be similar to that case. If you have spring water, and then the source of the spring stopped. Vat amret emashkimimen, and you see from here, if you have water basically that it's mutter to use, but then something happens and it becomes aser to use, it's aser. So hadamra brecha shesbalis ben amayan vehifsek amayan mitocha emashkimimen. It must be that case is aser. You can't take water from it. Okay, so we answered at least the second of those questions. Good. We continue. Brecha shenismalis minakilon v'hem shechamayin l'tochamahu. What if you have a brecha, a spring that was filled from a kilon, right? V'hem shechamayin l'tochamahu. So what happens where you have well water, let's say that's no good. Well water that's no good. But then you have some taroves, right? You have some taroves of spring water. So each one wouldn't be enough on its own, but you have a taroves. So does that basically machshir? Because now this well water, but you have a spring also feeding into it. So do you say that that now becomes mutter? If you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, umiyu ein b'ma'ayan kedei lahashko se sasad v'asachas. Right, there's not enough spring water to water the field. You have this big pile of big pool of well or rainwater that's not moving, and you have a spring that's connected to it. Do you say, well, no, most of it is just the stationary water. There's usur. Odilma kishiyachsra mayim lo chayshinan sheyishav bidli. No, but when the water runs out, you're not choshish. You're going to get a pail and have to go all the way down. You'll wait for the mayan to fill it up, and therefore it should be mutter. So mal hashkos mimena. So again, if you have this mixture, you have, let's say, usher type of water, but then you mixed in the mayan water, so is that enough to matir and machshir it? So nishmini menada, let's try to learn it out from the following case. There's the Tosefta, here in the first parak. Sada beis hashlachin, if you have fields, one above the other one. One is above the other one, and the upper one has a spring that's feeding it, and then when the water goes down to the lower one, it goes into like a pool and feeds the bottom pool. So the bottom pool is directly only getting from the pool. But the upper one has the spring. So you see, again, here, it's going to be like a mixture. Sada beis hashlachin sheni tofa l'toch sada beis hashlachin acheres. If you have an upper beis hashlachin, right, again, the field that is thirsty and tired. Sheni tofa l'toch sada go that drips into the bottom field. Mashkin mimena. The Tosefta says, you could use it. Mashkin mimena. Right, that's, it's okay. Amar Rav Yirmiyah v'odam natefes, as long as it's still dripping. One second, if it's just the dripping that comes out from the spring, no, it's machmas atzma, the pool. The pool that's in between is going to be watering, they're doing a lot of the watering for the lower field. So, v'at amrit mashkim imena, but it still says here in this Tosefta that you can use it. Even though a lot of the watering for the lower field is coming from this pool, but there's a little spring from the upper one that's going into this lower one. So hada amra brecha shesbalas min akilon v'hem shechamayin l'tocha mashkin mimena. It must be that it is mutter. Must be that's mutter in that case. Period. V'tani Shmuel ken and Shmuel also quoted a brisa that support this. Hapuskin v'habrecha, right? Puskin v'habrecha. It's the kind of the same idea. You have a pool. Shemil on kodem l'regel l'yashkin min b'regel. Even if you filled it up before yantif, you can't use it. You can't use it on regal because that's included in this, in the gzera of using the stationary water, which is similar to the well water where you're going to have to go get it yourself. But if you have a spring fed, ama that's going through, so that matters it. As we said, if you have some type of taroves that matters it, it is okay. Period. The last line of the Mishnah was, you're not allowed, if you have a vineyard and you want to have water seep into the ground under the vineyard, sometimes they used to make like a circular, ridges, ditches around to fill up with water. You can't make those ditches on a Chol HaMoed. Look at Fanim. Eluhein Ugios, Eluhein, what are they? Eluhein Abadidin Shebi Ikar Ilanos. They're like Bedidin, a ditch. A Badid is an olive press, so it's like pushed down, so it's like a place that's pushed down. Bikari Lanos, Kaidis Tanin Taman, like we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim, which discusses if you have a kli that has a long handle how much of the handle is considered part of the kli in terms of Tumah V'Tahara and how much is considered separate. So Yada Badid Arba. So you see, Badid is the spade that's used for processing the olives. So the handle, Badid Arba, up to four tefachim. So you see, the Badid is what's used, and that's the lashon of Ugios. Okay. An ugai is sometimes circular. That's why the ugios is called that. Second Mishnah here in Meseches Moed Katan, Halacha Beis. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein Osin Es Ha'ama B'tchila B'moed B'Shvias. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer, let's say I want to have a water canal, like an irrigation canal, and I want to bring that, make it on Machala Moed and Shvita, you can't do that. Now that I make that, right, why is it called an Ama? Because that's usually the dimensions. Right, an Amma deep and an Amma wide. Right, so you can't do that bitchila on Chol HaMoed, again, because of Chorban Eidah Mishem Tircha. During Shemitah, why? We'll have to see why the Gemara is going to say why during Shemitah it will be Aser. Maybe it looks like the Chorban Eidah already foreshadows. It looks like you're plowing, making and getting the land ready for seeding. Right, Machlokas Rishonim, whether Harisha on Shemitah is an Isser Deoraisa or not. Does it say Harisha in the Torah? That's a machlokas tanoim. Bacharishu v'katsir tishbos. Right back, I think, in Mishpatim. Right, is that talking about Shabbos? Is that talking about Shemitah? So that's machlokas tanoim. Machlokas tanoim. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Lazim Razari says you can't make this Amma on Chol HaMoed or Shemitah. V'chacham momrim, osin es Amma b'tchila b'shvias. No, they go down one level. V'cham say, during Shemitah you can make it. During Shemitah you can make it. Umisaknin, that's Amma Kukalas b'moed. And on Chol HaMoed, you can't make it. I agree with the Tanakama. But if it's broken, if it's there and just like collapsed, some of it collapsed inside and you have to clean it, they have to get out the leaves, whatever it is, so that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. You can't make it originally, but you can fix the Mekulkal. Umisaknin is Kilkuli Amayim Shabrishas Arabim. And you're even allowed to fix if you have water sources. Shabrishas Arabim. If you have water sources for the Tzibor, right, whether they're for drinking, the carbonate here says for drinking, lishtos mehen, others say for sewage, whatever it is, this is called a tzarech rabim. This is number two. Right, we had already tzarech hefsid meruba, right, makom hefsid, that was heter number one. This is now tzarech rabim. Tzarech rabim, you see from here, is even b'tircha yisera. Right, the first heter that we had of hefsid, so that was mutter only if it was no tircha. Not a big tircha. But here, by tzarech rabim, even if it's tircha, if it's a lot of tircha, that's how the Rishonim explain on this Mishnah. Shibur shuz rabim. V'chotetin es osan. And if you chotate them, clean them out. Another word for cleaning. Karban eidam. Minakin u'minakrin u'motzin mitachon soros. Get out the pebbles, the kispin and the splinters, v'afuris and the dirt, and nafal bahen. So you can fix those, the water sources. U'misachin es adrachim es rechovos. And you can fix the roads. Wow. Fixing the roads, because the Klal Yisrael needs these roads. Alila Regel, they're walking around Yerushalayim. Any type of Tzorach Rabim. This mikvahs hamayim, and the mikvahs, they're needed also on Yantif. Whether it's just for the women, or anybody who becomes Tami, who wants to go to the base of Migdash, right, it's mikvahs hamayim, v'ausin, called Tzorachi Rabim. All Tzorachi Rabim are allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed, even Tircha Yisera. Umitzainin al Kvaris, the Gemara will talk about this. You could also go out to protect the Kohanim from Tumas, Tumas Mace. So, you can mark. They used to mark the kfaris in a certain way. Pour a certain lime on the ground. So, you can mark the kfaris also on Chol HaMoed. That's called the Tzorach Rabim. The Yotz and Afal HaKilayim. And you can even send Shluchei Bezdin out on Chol HaMoed to check the Kilayim. Because we know Kilayim is not only usher to plant, but usher to have in one's field. And therefore, the Shluchei Bezdin could go out. What's the chiddush? You look at the Karban Eidah. The Yosef Shluchei Bezdin b'moed la'ayin hasados she nizru'u kilayim la'akarosan. You can rip them out. Lafisha not l'nischar al-kach b'chumas alishka, because they get paid. They get paid from the base of Migdash. Should be mea moed niskar and bezol. And on Chol HaMoed, nobody's doing anything else, so the workers will be cheaper. So to save some money for the base of Migdash, they could do this on Chol HaMoed as well. So those are all tzorchei rabim that one is allowed to do. Interesting. We don't want the kohanim to become tamei yotzin mitzayin al kfaris, but we know that there is an exception to the rule that the kohanim do become tamei for their relatives. That's the Sefer HaChinuch points that out. I think we mentioned this recently. The Sefer HaChinuch on the lo saseh of not becoming tamei for anyone other than their seven relatives. The Sefer HaChinuch says in Reish Lamed Gimel, Shlo Yitamei Kohen Hedyot B'meis Zulasi HaKrovim Hamvurim Bakasav. Right, they can't become Tamei Meis. And he talks about why Kohanim have to stay away from Tumah and Tumas Meis. And then he says, Zulasi LaKrovim Shehutar Lahem Ki Achehem Besaram Hu V'chol Darchei HaTorah Darchei Noam Unesivoseh HaShalom V'lo Ratzta Litzaram Kol Kach. The Torah didn't want to make them in such pain. That the Kohen wouldn't be able to go into the same roof, the same room as his relative. To pour out their hearts. And to satiate their soul with crying. Interesting. He talks about this crying is something positive, right? It's somewhat cathartic. It's ulahasbia nafsham bivchi alav, to satisfy their soul through the crying. Veraisi remez alatam azep, and then he quotes a remez to this. Okay, so that's that. Also, an important makar is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos. There's a question about the makar of avelus. What is the makar for avelus in the Torah? So the Rambam himself has a few options. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avel, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says the source for avelus is by Aaron HaKohen, when Aaron's sons died. Mitzvah zaseh l'sabal ala krovim, sh'ne'emar, v'achalti chatas hayom, ayita b'ni Hashem, when Aaron HaKohen confronts Moshe and answers him and says, you know what, if I would have eaten the chatas, would Hashem would have been happy about that? So he quotes that for the Makar of Avelus. And then he quotes, what about Parshas Vayechi? What about the brothers that Shiva for their father, v'asalav of Evel Shiva's Yamim? That's where the Rambam has his well-known line, which is well known if you know it, and hopefully we've discussed this in the past. Nitna Torah v'nischat shalacha, right? Don't bring me rice from before Maimon Har Sinai. The Rambam does not quote halacha from Parshas Vayechi, but later on the Rambam says Perek Beis Halacha Vav. The Rambam says Kama Chamura Mitzvahs Avel. How chamur is the mitzvah of Avel? And the Rambam writes this in Sefer HaMitzvahs too. How do you know how chamur mitzvah of Avelus is? Shaharei Hakoe Nitches Lo Atuma Vepidei Krovav. You see a Kohen pushed aside. You're allowed to push aside the Isser of Tumas Meis because of his Krovim. Kadesh is Asik Imam Vyas Abel Alehim. So he's Osik in them and mourns for them. Shinemar Kim Lashera Korovi Lovli Mola Viv Lo Yitama. Mitzvahs Asay. Sheim Lo Ratzalis Tameh Metamanoso Balkarcha. We force him. And the Ram also says this too. By Tumas Kohanim is the source for Avelus. So the Ram says, Kama Chamura Mitzvahs Avel. You see how serious it is. Because it's Doche, right? The Isser of Tumas Kohanim. Okay, Taman Tanin, and we learned in the Mishnah in Shviya. So we're going to have to try to figure out why Rav Lazman Azariah in our Mishnah says, you're not allowed to build this irrigation canal, Bitchila on Chol HaMoed. So before we get to there, we're going to start this today, and it continues really on tomorrow's daf, but at least today we're going to talk about the background, the Mishnah in Shemitah. So we know Shemitah, you're not allowed to work the land. What happens? You're not allowed to fertilize the land either, because that's like being Zoreah. That's causing it, helping it to grow. But what if I have a lot of fertilizer? I just want to get out of my house. It stinks in my house. I want to put it in the field. So what am I allowed to do? Am I allowed to put the fertilizer in the field? So the Mishnah in Shviyas discusses that in the third parak. And the Mishnah says, I'll read the other Mishnah. If you make huge piles, then you're okay. Because everybody knows that you're just making the pile. That's not the normal way of fertilizing. If you make a big pile, then you're okay. What if you only have a little bit? You don't have a lot left. So what are you allowed to do? So the Tanakhama says, okay, put it out in one spot and then keep adding to it. Right? Hailo davar muat mosav alav aholach. Just keep adding to it. That's the Tanakhama that's not in our mission, in our Gemara. Now go to our Gemara. Tamantanina. Rozman Azariah oser. Rozman Azariah says oser. Ache ya'amik shlosha o ache yagbiya shlosha. Rav Azariah says, no. If it's only a little bit, you have to either dig down 3 tvachim or raise the 3 tvachim. So everybody realizes that it's not fertilizing. Watch a yitin ala sela, or put it on a rock. So the Gemara says, Pater la train pitra. There are 2 pshatim of that Mishnah in Shvius. So Pater la train pitrin, there are 2 pshatim to what is the case that the Tanakhama and Rabbi Menazari are arguing. The first pshat is that he has some fertilizer in his house. before Shemitah. Meaning he didn't start making the pile before Shemitah. You want to make the pile, you have some fertilizer in your house. So can you make a pile? So that's the case where the Chachamim say, Chachamim say, yeah, you could put it out, you could start making a new pile during Shemitah and go little by little. Mishias go over Avera. That's a side point. It's post the season that the over Avera used to do it and fake and pretend that they were following the halacha, but they weren't. But the Tanakhama says, according to this first shot, you could start a pile. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, you can't start a pile. Right? Maybe if you started the pile, you could add. My time with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, according to this first version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Shema lo yimasu lezevel. The problem is, what if you never find more? V'nimsa mizavel oso amakom. Then it comes out that you're fertilizing that spot. And nobody will ever know. Asir, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ki Rabbi Yosa. And it seems like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is choshish like Rabbi Yosa. Kamod Rabbi Yosi amar ein zevel matzu. So just like Rabbi Yosi says in a totally different context, in Hilchos Ribbis, that fertilizer is not something that is normally commonly found. So too here, he says that zevel is not matsui in this context. That is one shot that of maybe what the Mishnah is about. The machlokas between Rabbi Azariah and the Chachamim is where he didn't start a pile yet. Patala patar choron b'shoyelo davar memuot b'toch sadeyu. Switch the girsa. The other shot is that no, the machlokas here is where you already have a pile. The Tanakhama would agree that if you have no pile at the beginning, you can't add. But the case is we have a little bit, betoch sadeo be'erishvius. He already has a little pile. U'mavakish lotzio betoch sadeo be'shvius, and you want to add on, hareza mosif aholech, mishivsko avera. That's what the Chacham say you could add on. Rav Elazar ben Azariah oser, Rav Elazar ben Azariah asers there. Why would he aser there? My time with Rav Elazar ben Azariah, shema lo yimatsi lo zevel, v'nimsa mezavel, asoso amakom. But the issue is that you might never find any zevel, and then you wouldn't be able to add on, and people come out that you're just fertilizing. But it already started before Shemitah. Why would he think that's a problem? Right, the next level, he already has a layer. It must be that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is worried about Maris Ayin. If people see, they won't see the lowest level. Right, until you bring the big pile, if you never get there, then people are just going to think that you're doing something wrong. Says the Gemara, the last line, bless Rabban and B'nai Maris Ayin. The Rabban don't hold the Maris Ayin. They also would hold the Maris Ayin, no? Amr of Idi Dechutra, Salo Umagrifo, Mochichin Lav Shuka Ose Ashpa. There are different types of tools that you use for spreading fertilizer and gathering fertilizer in a pile. So here you're using tools that are for gathering fertilizer, so it's clear that you're not doing anything wrong. So far we have two dayas. If a Muslim Azariah forbids only starting a Zevel pile, or even just adding to a Zevel pile during Shemitah, and we're going to have to relate that to the issue of Chol HaMoed, Be'ez Hashem, on the next daf.